Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, beginning of verse 22. A third time, Pilate said to the mob, "Why? What evil has he done?" Speaking of Jesus, "What evil has he done? I have found no crime deserving death. I will therefore chastise him and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified. And their voices prevailed. My bride, Linda's voice, has always been a fresh, honest breeze in my life, so to speak. It has always been a voice of encouragement, love, and godly wisdom throughout our many years together. Although I have to admit, early in our marriage, I didn't always appreciate that. She seldom gets upset with me, except when I don't check in while I'm traveling, so she knows that I'm okay. Mixed in with an occasional driving lesson from her seat in the car or a reminder of something I needed to do, her voice has always shared messages of love and patience and encouragement, which has carried me through some of the best and some of the most difficult days of my life. There have been other voices too, good ones and wise ones, voices of encouragement, as well as some not so good, trying to cause me to misstep, pulling me toward the ways of the world. But of all those which have encircled me through the years, it has always been her voice of integrity, always wanting the best for me day after day, that has consistently proven to be the most closely attuned with what God intends for my life as I see it. But there are other voices, and they're always around us, always around me, seeking to have their way in our lives or seeking something from us. And the louder they are, the more we seem to follow them or listen to them, and they come with their own agendas, not necessarily what is best for us. They are the squeaky wheel, the angry mob, the selfish appeal, the secular attractions that are all around us. They are the voices appealing to our ambitions, power, wealth, greed, pleasure, and self. They appeal at times to our insecurities, to our desires to prove ourselves once and forever, to the world and to others around us. They are voices leading us to numb the pain of the past and the present, or the disappointments of failure that we've experienced and the despair of hopelessness that we feel at times. And they suggest we numb them through drugs and alcohol and destructive relationships, associations, and behavior that's inappropriate. Men, women, young adults, and children succumb to the voices. Celebrities and role models are enticed by them, as recent headlines throughout our country bear out. Church and political leaders fall to the voices. Married couples give in too. Parents succumb, and sadly, often by our example, our children do the same, giving in to the voices of peer pressure, often to their detriment. In the passage of Scripture that we read earlier, Pontius Pilate gave in to the loudest voices, the voices of the mob, and sent Jesus to die on the cross. And he knew better. He had plenty of other voices that told him not to do that, but instead to let Jesus go. But he didn't listen to them. He could have listened to the voice of his wife, who pleaded with him to not have anything to do with that innocent man. While religious leaders were clamoring for Jesus' death, a Gentile woman, Pilate's wife, offered a voice of truth. Pilate could have listened to Herod, who sent Christ back to Pilate, saying he could find nothing he had done wrong and he should let him go. Pilate could have listened to his own voice. He knew in his heart of hearts that Christ was innocent. Even at one point, he yelled at the angry mob, as recorded in another passage of Scripture. "Look," he said, "I find no basis for your charges against him." Or, of even more importance, he could have listened to the voice of Jesus himself as Jesus stood before Pilate, who asked Jesus if he was the King of Jews. And Christ said to him, "Yes, it is as you say." But the voices of the mob, the loudest, the most demanding, prevailed. And for Pilate, his decision to appease them by sending Christ to his death on the cross quieted the loudest noise that was in his ears and in his head, even though he knew it was the wrong decision and an unjust result. But of course, it was all part of God's plan. Pilate couldn't change it. Christ was going to the cross for you and for me. But the lesson to take from that moment for all of us is a lesson critical for us today and in the days ahead as we live out the rest of our lives. What voices will we listen to? What voices will we hear? We have all heard them, the voices reflecting the ways of the world of entitlement, comfort, defeat, and doubt. Voices which tempt, and also voices which demean and diminish who we are. Voices which may say, "Go ahead and do it. Look, no one will ever know. They won't see it." Or, "It's only this one time. Who will it hurt? Who is it going to hurt?" Or perhaps you've heard, "You're not a very good athlete. You're going to have to work harder than anybody else because you're just not a good athlete. Or your job is at stake. You better do this. You were never very smart anyway, or as good as the others. Hey, everyone else is doing it, so why not?" Or, "Look, you'll probably fail if you try, so why bother even trying? It's a waste of time." And while those voices, clearly not the voice of God, either trying to lead us in the wrong direction or make us seem less than we are, swirl around us, the quiet voice of truth remains, never goes away, and is always present and always clear. We just need to discern it, find it, listen to it. It's the voice, thank God, of the one who will never leave us, saying, "Yes, it is as you say. I am the King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords. I am the way and the truth and the life," as he says in John 10. "Listen to me, follow me." It's that steady voice, my friends, that steady voice of hope and character and encouragement that is always present, quietly directing us toward the right path, toward the path of that transforming power available to each of us because of what he did for us on the cross that we remember this Friday, and then 3 days later when he rose from the tomb as we celebrate in a few days Easter Sunday again. The voice of the risen Christ to help with decisions and directions before us if we listen for it, and to provide you and me with all the affirmation, worth and value we will ever need for the challenges of our days. The one who created you, listen to me, the one who created you and me already approves you and me. He made you. It's his voice and approval we need to seek and to live for. And it's those few other voices around us who also love and care for us, whose only agenda also is only what's best for us. It's those voices we need to listen to. The voices of those who don't care that you're a celebrity in the world of sports or a big shot in business or in your local town or school or in the media. They are simply the voices of truth and love which you and I need to discern and listen to. So what voices do you hear? There's a lot of them out there trying to get our attention for good or not. The important question is, what voices are we listening to? What voices will we listen to and follow? The voices pointing to the ways of the world? We've all followed them at times, and eventually we find ourselves climbing the wrong mountain and getting to the top only to find that there is nothing there. Fulfillment, purpose, satisfaction, and impact will never be found following those noisy, worldly voices. They are the way of disappointment, despair, and often destruction. Or will we follow the quiet, steady voices of encouragement and wisdom leading to peace, to power within us, and hope? Those voices pointing to a better way, the right way, the way of fulfillment for the rest of your life. those voices aligned with Christ, who care for you and want the best for you. Quiet voices like my bride's, which I hear even when she isn't speaking. Gentle and steady voices of trusted family and friends, which daily echo the message from the voice of God. Our God, who loves us and who calls us, each of us, today and every day, to the life he created us to live, a life of significance and impact, a life that makes a difference in the world and the lives of those around us. So what will it be? The voice of God and those others aligned with God who love us, or the voices of the world? The choice seems clear, and the choice is ours every day. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for these dear friends, and I thank you for the reminder on this a few days before Good Friday and a few days before Easter Sunday, where you rise from the dead for us, assuring us eternal life with you. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder from that passage of the voices that are all around us and the voices that we need to listen to. Help us, Lord, to discern the voice, your voice, in the midst of all the noise, and to follow that. Follow those who love us, to follow those who love you and are aligned with you, to listen to those voices, Lord, and to set aside all those that are simply noise in the world, that don't want the best for us and clearly aren't in alignment with you. Help us, Lord, in those moments to just find that voice, to follow that voice, and to follow you, so that we can then, with you, become all that you created us to be. Thank you for the risen Christ. Thank you for your Son and what he did for us and continues to do for us. And it's in his precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.